Mario Contreras says he always felt like an outsider. The son of a Mexican immigrant laborer, he grew up feeling like a stranger in the land of his birth. Contreras says his father labored hard through the years in order to provide his children with the education that would help them find a sense of place in America. Although initially resistant, Contreras eventually went to college to study film. Now, through the medium of film, he's found a place and a voice, and he wants to help others engage in a dialogue about what it means to be an American and what we value as Americans.
There's definitely some people who are hashing out these questions of what it means to be American from different sides of the coin. Right, there's some people who are trying to preserve the American way so that they can pass it off to their children. And then there's other people who are trying to create something within their life that can fit into the American way. And I think that sometimes we see them as combating each other, but I think that there's definitely a way to find common ground. What I'm trying to do is get to topics we can talk about to build something together forward instead of trying to divide people.
Donald Trump has been very outspoken regarding immigration. He's been saying what some people characterize as really vilifying undocumented Mexican immigrants. Is that impacting you at all in your work and how you think your work, such as My Father's Knee, will be received by the public?
Honestly, I sort of feel like I owe a debt to Donald Trump, because without him kind of making his views so public, it makes me seem almost like I'm making this stuff up. Like when I grew up, you know, I grew up with a lot of kind of self-hatred, I guess you would say. You just kind of, like, the environment tells you that you're undesirable. And so then you have kind of no choice at some level but to internalize that. And so a lot of us struggle to kind of figure out who we are in that context, and it makes us a little bit weird. And so sometimes we talk about that weirdness, and people tell us it's in our heads, we're just too sensitive. But then when it's in the public sphere like this, and you see the polls, it's kind of undeniable. And so then it makes the conversation a lot more unavoidable. And so I think I'm going to keep working the kind of independent outside spheres until I can get to a kind of platform that reaches more people.
Do you think you could make an impact being an, so to speak, outsider?
Absolutely. I think I've spent my entire life as an outsider. And if I don't recognize that there's power here, then I don't think that there's any point in doing what I do. And so I definitely think I'm probably stronger as an outsider.
What approach are you taking, or what point of view are you taking regarding citizenship in My Father's Knee, and also education? Why is education an important element of My Father's Knee?
Education is, from my perspective, the foundation of the American dream. It's the part of the puzzle that I wasn't able to see for myself when my parents were raising me. They knew that education was the key. A lot, like for most of my life, they were pulling me through school, forcing me through the thing. And it wasn't until that encounter with the Freedom Riders and the Dreamers that I realized that, like, wow, there are people who fight tooth and nail for this education thing, and I'm just throwing it away.
My father never lets me live down the time that I told him. I was quitting school to pick up more hours at my retail job. I was 19 years old, on judicial and academic probation. It's a wonder I made it this far. My motivation to complete graduate school comes from stories that I heard from the first Dreamers to step out of the shadows. I saw my father's dream in them.
That realization was kind of the spark that really pushed all of this work that I'm doing. That is definitely a huge aspect of it. There's also the kind of serendipity that happened around this, My Father's Knee, that kind of gather moments. I'm just collecting things. In 2012, one of the things that my family was going through was that my father had completed what I would consider to be the American dream. So he brought us to Chicago, and then I was graduating with an MFA. My sister was getting her BA. Her son was graduating from 8th grade, and then my other nephew was graduating from high school. And so it's all levels of education, all graduating in one summer. But it was actually the same year that my father's knee just completely gave out, and so he had to have reconstructive knee surgery. And so he was going through this question of, do I stay in the hospital this summer and heal quickly the right way, or do I heal at home so that I can actually go and reap the fruits of all this labor, you know what I mean, and go and sit in these graduation ceremonies and watch.
And when you say labor has a double meaning there, because he worked as a laborer in order to help you go to school.
Yeah, but my father's knee is multi-layered in the way that I use it. There's definitely the actual cartilage that he wore away in order for me to, like, be able to have an education and for me to be able to do the things that I do. He has two bionic knees now so that I can do this. that's definitely a big part of it. But then also, the tagline that I use is, before I stood in on his shoulders, I sat in his knee.
So you're tackling a larger topic, that of citizenship and education, but you're doing it through a very personal lens.
Yeah, that was something that I realized throughout my filmmaking career, is that back in 2005, I made a film that was very politically charged. Some folks might call it agitation propaganda, and it was definitely made with the purpose to kind of get you a little bit angry about what was going on. And so then you end up reaching an audience, but you have a hard time sometimes reaching other audiences and you know, getting outside of the choir. I realized that if I was going to be impactful in this kind of sphere, that I would have to find another way to communicate with people. I mean, citizenship is something that gets people riled up, but parenthood is something that we can talk about. And like, even if you're not a parent, you have some kind of a relationship with the people who brought you into the world. And so we can start with the discussion there, and then maybe we can get around to this idea of what does it mean to be American.
That's filmmaker Mario Contreras. His documentary, My Father's Knee, is on view at the Jan Brandt Gallery through October 5th. I'm Laura Kennedy.